More than 20 inches of rain has fallen over parts of Texas, with another 15 to 25 inches expected in the next few days. Now a tropical storm, Harvey is getting its second wind and bearing down on Louisiana. On the bright side, neighbors are helping neighbors, and help is beginning to pour in from elsewhere. And then there's the dark side of this and many other disasters.
It's so easy to go online and put something up that people will look at and think that it's real. They may be giving their credit card information to somebody that's just going to steal their money.
Tammy Ward with the BBB in Pensacola says check their website, bbb.org, for tips on protecting yourself and your pocketbook when it comes to disaster relief. First, verify if the charity is in the disaster area and has a clear plan to address immediate needs.
There are some charities or people that are saying that they're charities that are going to be going into the area. Well, if they're not already in the area, there's a possibility that it could be weeks before outside agencies are able to come in. But some of them are already there helping out in Texas right now.
Also determine whether a charity is providing direct aid to storm victims or raising funds on behalf of other groups. A middleman, says Ward, is not a good fit in these situations.
There's organizations, you can find those websites and you can donate directly to them. There's a chance that if you use someone that's going to be giving to someone else, there might be some kind of an administrative fee or any kind of fee that might be associated with it. So what you're donating might not be 100% given to that disaster.
The BBB echoes a number of other organizations, such as the American Red Cross, in discouraging shipments of clothing, food, and other items to Texas at this time. Cash donations are preferred. But if you select a crowdfunding site to make that donation, Ward says be careful.
There's so many websites up there right now that we've been seeing. Go to the ones that you know. The American Red Cross, they have a website where you can securely make your donation, or you can stop by their office.
It's also a good idea to be familiar with the three phases of disaster relief: rescue, emergency relief, and recovery.
Rescue is what they're doing now. The emergency relief and the recovery could be months and even years. Even though you want to give right now, there's also the opportunity to give later on down the road, and maybe those other donations like the clothing and whatnot could be in the second or the third phase.
If recovery in Texas and Louisiana takes a long time as expected, be cautious when using plastic to donate online. The BBB's Tammy Ward says your account may end up being the gift that keeps on giving, unbeknownst to you.
Make sure that you read everything on there. If there's a checkbox, or they may or may not have a checkbox, if they don't, there's a possibility that it will be a reoccurring monthly on your bill, and you won't know about it until you actually look at the bill. So be careful and just read everything before you click OK.
Suspected scams related to Hurricane Harvey can be reported to the Better Business Bureau or to the Texas Attorney General's Office. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.